Power Prep Sports.
Hey, this is Stan with Stan the Coach. Hey, we've had some technical difficulties tonight, but we are still coming to you live here Thursday night, Facebook Live on Power Prep Sports. We have the coach, the original, the coach, Coach Greg Ennis, and our special guest tonight, Monroe County Tiger head football coach, Marshall Locke. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
We've had a chance to kind of talk. Both Coach and Coach Locke have had a chance to talk right here. We've had some camera issues and kind of go a little phone by phone. Just amazing, coaches, what these phones can do now. But before we get to Coach Locke, Coach Ennis, I've seen you and have seen glimpses of you. I think that you've got your COVID haircut.
I did. I went up to Wiggins Barbershop.
Did they get the Flo-Bee on you?
No, but I can tell you this. Me and Robin talked about the Flo-Bee. I told her, I said, if you have to open up, I'll fix having to order a Flo-Bee. And the other guy that's been there cutting hair for her, Josh, he said he didn't know what a Flo-Bee was.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get a haircut and got out and about this week, and you looking dapper, looking about like your old ways.
I know the folks in
the Andalusia area, very well known, played at Andalusia, went on to play college ball at Samford and coached at Andalusia for years and in a bunch of different sports, and is now the head football coach over in Monroe County. Coach Locke, how are things going over in Monroe?
Coach, it's going good. I mean, it's going to kind of set us back a little bit. Saying and understand what we accomplished, and I got
Well, let me just kind of, we got a few folks watching. Let me bring some folks up to speed. Cut you coaches off for a minute. We've had some major technical difficulties. Stevie broke our camera again. We've had to go off by our phones. He also broke the live stream from our FaceTime, so we're having to go off phones tonight, and we apologize. And Stevie left screaming, and Coach Ennis said he's going to put an APB out on him tonight.
I made a wanted poster up for him.
Well,
dead or alive?
Dead or alive, Stevie. So if y'all see Stevie running around in a Chevette in the Covenant County, Coffee County, Geneva County area.
It won't be hard to find
because
there'll be Funyun dust coming out the wind.
Yeah, there'll be Funyun dust coming out that Chevette. But, coaches, y'all talking about region play and stability, and we've got to watch Monroe the past couple of years playing, you know, in that region 1-4A against those slobber knockers right there. And coach, I mean, you've got some athletes there. Kind of mention a few of those guys who y'all depend on over in Monroe.
Coach, I'm going to throw a little curveball now. Now, you played for some coaches that some of these folks, they may recognize a few of their names. When you was in college, playing up there in Sanford, who some of those coaches y'all had on the staff? Some of these people might recognize.
The coaches I played for and under,
some of these people might know who they are.
Has got a story for everything. Coach Locke, we're going to wind it up here. When we wind things up, we do a thing with our guests. It's called Third and Three. And I'm going to ask you three questions. And you can answer them however you want to answer them. And I'm going to give you some softball questions. They're just all for fun. But question number one, if you had to choose between one, what are you going to do? You going to go fishing or go play golf?
Oh man, that's tough. That's tough. Go fishing.
Go fishing. No.
I could have that one for you.
I think Coach S would pick fishing as well. Question number two, what is your favorite cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Oh,
man. That's right. And last question, and you're a professional wrestler, okay? What is your finishing move?
Tombstone.
Well, we have a lot of fun with this, and you know it's great to have you on, especially right now. And we apologize though because of our we were going to go big tonight and we went small, and we're just kind of here. We might as well have two soup cans and some string trying to talk to each other to put this thing on. But I promise you, we're going to have you on again, and we're going to do it right. We're going to get rid of Stevie, who broke the camera and all that stuff. But I know big things are going to be happening over in Monroe, at Monroe County High. And hopefully we're going to get some answers on some type of plan that the AHSAA is going to have for us. And yeah, and we'll know more then. But hey, good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Bobo, it's good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Ennis.
I enjoyed talking, Bobo. You know, before you got everything hooked up and running,
I don't even know if you would you.
You're listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.
I enjoy talking, Bubba. You know, before you got everything hooked up and running.
I don't even know. Would you call this running?
Yeah, it's running. And me and Bobo had some, we got some stories that we were talking about that I'm glad it wasn't on the air.
Yeah, I scared y'all when I told y'all that I was live, didn't I? Well, you know, going back with Coach Locke right there, I worked with him for a number of years, known him for a number of years, played against him in high school. He was a heck of a player, watched him play in college, and I think a lot of Coach Locke. And I know one thing, too, that they don't have just a good coach over there. They got a good person over at Monroe County High.
I don't think what they understood was that pedigree he came from as far as the coaches that he's had. You know, you can throw some high school coaches in there that he worked for you with Tom Collison. And, I mean, he has been around some fabulous coaches.
He has. And I think they're going to benefit from that, you know, that last-minute region swap they had. I know they're excited about that, and they want to get ready to get on the practice field and kind of prove something this fall.
Well, listen, anytime you can get away from Andalusia, UMS, and Hillcrest, and Williamson.
I mean, and T.R. Miller. And,
yeah, I mean, that's a plus right there.
Well, I think he's gonna do some good things over there. Like I said, it's not just that he's a good coach, that he's a good person. And I know that he wants what's best for his program and those kids, just like every coach does. But, I mean, just from knowing him personally, they got a good one.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too. I'm serious about that. I'm going to sit down one day and write down every coach that's coaching now or has coached in the past that Richard Robertson that he coached with or either coached him as a player.
because I'm afraid you'd fill up a sheet or two with notebooks.
Well, you might fill up a notebook.
Play the log off and some good
ones. That's right. Well, Coach, changing gears, you know, the Alabama High School Athletic Association met today, and some new things came out. They have canceled all summer activities. So that means 7-on-7s.
I was on the road to Newton, Georgia today, and I hadn't heard that. Has anybody been?
I think they put the High School Athletic Association. I think they're pretty much they're tied to whatever the State Department of Education is going to suggest and do. So I mean, and we want what's safe for the kids and everybody involved.
But I think some of these people have been beyond their ability.
Yeah. Well. That's I think those that's a definite right there, but you know that takes away 7-on-7s, the OTAs, any other things that you do in the summertime is.
Well, let me ask you this: can they do any individual stuff as a team?
Well, it goes back if you go right now to whatever the guidelines they have. Right now, to no more than 10, but I think the coaches are waiting on a little update on that, and that's just 10 people on campus. You know, Coach Locke and I talked earlier today that if they didn't have that involved, that you know, getting his whole team there, they all didn't have to be in the same spot. There's a lot of moving parts in this thing, and my personal opinion, I don't think we're going to see any football till after Labor Day.
Well, my personal opinion is some of these folks have been educated beyond their ability.
Well, we'll know more, but that's where we're at right now. You know, summer activities have been canceled. And I tell you
I hate it for the kids because some of these kids have waited all their life and worked all their life to get to the point where they can contribute to their home school in an athletic field of competition and. Because some people are, we've got to move on to something else. I'm going to say something that's going to get in trouble.
Well, I don't think the next topic's going to, you might get in trouble on that too. You know, we are down to the final four in our mascot challenge. We have.
It's been a close.
It's been fun. It's been real fun. And we've got three Tigers in a jet plane. All right. And two of these schools are in the same county. And.
Go ahead and tell them who those two teams are.
Well, we got the Luverne Tigers and the Highland Home Flying Squadron. And the other two. Let me go ahead and get the other two. Now, that's not matchups yet. I got to pull the cats out of the hat. But we have the Strong Tigers. And the McKenzie Tigers. McKenzie, we have not given them any hope every week, Coach.
I'm telling you, they are a Cinderella
story. They are a Cinderella story.
But now, hey, Highland Home is on undefeated football team that's led in.
Well, you know, we
get involved, right?
Say that again, Coach. He's breaking up.
Highland Home, they were undefeated. Well, isn't that correct?
Highland Home was undefeated on the field, yes, sir.
Well, That's what I thought.
And
had a pretty good little run in basketball too.
Well, you know, I had if you look at some of the comments and questions that we get through our mail, you know, I had a person ask, did the mascot have to be a person? You know, and I don't know if any of them are people, but
I know what
they meant. Is it somebody in a costume? And this challenge thing, this is you vote for the mascot that you like the best. That's all you do.
Listen, I voted for the purple cat.
Right. And I've been screaming Flying Squadron since we started this thing, too.
The purple cat was mine, and the Squadron, I mean, how cool a game of Flying Squadron. So, I mean, it was my two picks, or actually, my three picks, was the Dalton Wolves, the purple cat, and the Flying Squadron.
Yeah, those are three unique mascots. Mine would have been, I'd have had the Purple Cats, the Squadron, and the Headland Ram.
Well, I saw a picture of that Aaron, and he just wasn't really intimidating to me.
Well,
you know, Purple Cat, if I was in through the woods and saw a Purple Cat, it would scare me to death.
What about if you saw a tiger? You think Joe Exotic was in the woods?
Nah, I think Joe Exotic had done escape. But, you know, and then a wolf. I definitely don't want to see a wolf in the woods. So, the only football team went undefeated on the field. That airplane, I still
hadn't
figured out how they landed that plane right there on that
post. Yeah, they landed that jet on that stick. But, hey, I'm going to draw names, Coach. Here we go right here. Final four right here. All right, first name pulling out right here. Strawn. We got Strawn.
Strawn Tiger.
That's right. All right, next one.
Is the Strawn Tiger called? If it is a tiger.
Taz.
Taz.
Taz. Next one. Let me see who we got. McKenzie. McKenzie and Strawn. So you know that. It couldn't have worked out any better, Coach. We got.
That's going to be a good little battle right there.
McKenzie and Strawn, and the other matchup, semifinal matchup, Luverne and Highland Home.
There'll be some new friends made in that.
Yeah, there'll be some bloodshed. Meet out there on 3:31. But Coach, that's it. Voting will start Friday. And we'll go on through Monday. But
we're gonna let it go all the way through Monday.
We're going all the way through Monday and then we'll have two.
Oh, yeah.
And Coach, this COVID's got us all wrapped up. Our production has gone down. Stevie has really did a number on us this week. You know, he diesel fueled the dojo, and now he broke the camera again here in Studio One.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do? He's a whole lot better when Jonathan was with
you. Well, we ain't got the budget to keep Jonathan around all year. We're going to have to find somebody.
If they're not going to let Jonathan, that's
Frisco because of the Kung Fu flu.
Yeah.
We need to talk to him and see if we can't get him to help out and feed you a little bit.
Well, Coach, that's going to wrap us up, man. We're going to try to come back next week and hopefully have all of our mishaps and apple dumpling gang rides corrected. And once again, we had Coach Block on it from Monroe County High, and big things happening over there. We want to thank our producers with Joker Graphics and Walt Massey Automotive, Southern Independent Bank, and Mr. Mattress, which Coach is still outlawed.
Let me say something quick.
Say it quick, Coach.
I went up there and took Mother's car to get his work done. Found out that they would wash and vacuum.
Wash and vacuum. Well, I didn't even hear it because you broke off, Coach. It was real cheap. It was $0. How much was it?
$0.
How much was it?
It was $39.
$39 for a clean out and wash.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal. Well, Coach, we're going We're going to wrap this thing up. This is Stan with Stan the Coach, and it's one in a row, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.